It was an honor to have General Odierno with us yesterday, along with Colonel Gadsden, as we saluted and celebrated the men and women who serve in our armed forces. And again, today on Veterans Day, it's important for all of us to remember how much we owe to these men and women, past and present, who have made so many sacrifices so that we can live in freedom and safety. So it was great to see the general there yesterday. Nobody can miss him on the sideline. He stands about as tall as the players, so it was just great seeing him. Now, yesterday's game, I think I said most of what I need to say last night. It's always wonderful to win. There's always plenty of things you can do to fix, to be better. I liked our resiliency. I liked the way we came back in the second half after we handed them 17 points in the first half. I didn't expect that. Some of the negatives that have happened this year, I did not expect. Nevertheless, the way we came out, we had the goal line stand. We held them to the field goal. That was really critical. And then we had some opportunities to move the ball, to drive the ball 90 yards, as you saw, to do some good things, finish the game with a four-minute drive, which is very important from my standpoint, to see us rush the ball when everybody in the stadium knows what's going to happen and you're not going to throw the ball unless you absolutely have to. Andre Brown's game has been well documented. He played very, very well. I think trying to assess the sense of accomplishment that this young man should have and deserves is something that I probably would be unable to do. To miss all the time that he's missed and to come out and play like he did and to be able to protect the ball and to run with power and to have, you know, that defense was ninth in the league the week before the Philadelphia game. They're a good defensive team. They're a physical defensive team. They are multiple. They have a lot of looks. We went 50% on third down against a team that's done a superb job against everybody on third down, to be honest with you. The turnovers are haunting. You know, we had done some things to control that. You can imagine opening kickoff and a fumble right into the hands of the defender who runs down to the inside the 5-yard line, and that's the way we started the game. But nevertheless, we were able to come back to win a game under those type of circumstances. We were minus one, but I liked what I saw. And the positiveness that I spoke to our team about today, if you really looked at the last eight plays of the game on defense, you can get a sense of how things can change so rapidly in the National Football League. Mathias Kiwanuka did have a documented sack fumble recovered by Cullen Jenkins. We had our hands on two balls that we should have intercepted. I mean, Jaquan had a ball right here in his hands, and wasn't able to handle it. And Justin Tuck, when they were trying to run the swing route to the running back, you know, literally reaches out with his left hand, and under normal circumstances, he probably would have tipped it up in the air a little bit, but for one reason or another, wind or whatever, wasn't able to do that. But that's how fast things can change in our game. I mean, you find yourself holding your breath in some of those situations, but that could have been three turnovers, bang, 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 at the end of a game that could have made a significant difference in the outcome. You know, when we drove it all the way down and didn't score, kicked a field goal, there was no question the game was still very much in balance. It was very disappointing that we didn't score at that point, but nevertheless, we were able to play good defense, to get good field position. I was pleased with the way Reuben Randall handled the punt return aspect, averaging 10 yards, but, you know, handling the ball in the air, even in the last one, moving it into our territory. Certainly we could do some discussing again about making good judgment calls, you know, fielding a ball at the 3 and then letting a ball at the 5 bounce that didn't go into the end zone. But I'm saying that you know, I'm taking my hat off to him and with the wind the way it was, the way he was able to catch the ball and take care of the football, got two hands on the ball as he did when he was in traffic as a receiver as well. Wasn't pleased with our kickoff coverage. Obviously not pleased with our punt protection. We didn't punt the ball at all. There's not one punt there that we did get a nice roll at one time, but that was something that we've got to address. And our punt block team did a nice job with that first one, and that was a time when we needed a boost, and we got it from the DeMontre Moore with the block, and being able to pick that thing up with Cooper Taylor running it in the end zone.
Do you estimate that Jernigan will you give him another shot, or?
We'll see.
Tom, you were just saying with the punting, that's something you have to address. Does that mean maybe bringing in some punters?
No, not necessarily. It means that we've got to get, under circumstances like that, you can't slow things down. I thought probably the last punt was too slow as well. All we have to do is punt the ball down there, even if it goes in the end zone, which you're not looking for. You know, they've got to take it 80 instead of what they ended up with. The tip ball should never have happened. We've had too many situations with that team this year that bother me, whether they be return or something of that nature. They came with the same rush that they had earlier, and we were able to handle it earlier. We should have been able to handle it again.
How bad was the wind as far as?
The wind was swirling. It was in pregame, you could sense it as if it was going in one direction, and then you might come out or walk around a little bit, and it's going, another way. So, to be honest with you, it was like the old stadium, a little bit more like it was in the old stadium than I had appreciated, I think, until yesterday. But, we didn't think it was a factor throwing the ball, although the ball was high occasionally, and the ball you saw in a couple of their drives where a lower ball that looked like it was catchable, they weren't able to handle. Now, whether the wind caught the ball and drove it down, I don't know. But I know that in the kicking game, that's where the factors are going to come in. And, they punted the ball very high and very deep, and our first half was all backed up. We were not able to do that. They have Janikowski, a very strong-legged kicker for many years in this league, and his opening kickoff was a slapshot kick, one intended for us to handle or mishandle as they would have intended. But then he drove the ball out from whichever way he was kicking, and we were able to do the same thing. Josh did the same thing, with the exception of those two balls, and the returns of those two balls did hurt us.
What Josh had his shoulder wrapped up. Is he okay, or is his left shoulder?
Josh?
Brown.
Who?
Josh Brown, your kicker. He had his shoulder.
He was probably getting you to have some kind of attention. Might have been a sympathy wrap or something. I'm not sure.
Okay.
How's Andre Brown doing?
Sore.
Is that a workload that you could see him having going forward? Or
I'd like to get it up a little higher than that.
40?
Up around 40, yeah.
How's Jason? Your ball?
He's sore. He's sore, but he was able to make it. And, he'll need treatment all week long, but I think he'll get better as the week goes on.
Don't see it as a thing that would cause him to miss any games or anything.
I hope not.
Do you need to treat Andre differently, though, considering his injury history going forward, or is that just in the past and, the workload?
Well, I hope we don't have to reflect on it, to be honest with you. I'm sure he wouldn't want it that way, and I wouldn't want to either. But we'll see. His endurance was great yesterday for a guy that hadn't played. So I hope we can just continue that way. It's a 7-game schedule, and I'm hoping he can.
How fair is it to say that Keith Rivers played his best game since he's been a Giant? And why do you suppose that he was just
Interesting thing about that was he practiced well, really well. I mean, to the point where I recognized, holy smokes, this guy's having a good week. He ran all over the place. He was very good with his assignments. I wasn't surprised that he played well because he did practice very well.
Do you detect much difference in the mood or attitude in your locker room versus a month ago?
This is a pretty serious bunch, and they were like that today. The Mondays, with the exception of, chin up, chin down, have been serious and fairly quiet, to be honest with you. But they're well aware. As I told them yesterday, the reason for the outcome was we believed. We kept believing. And that's a process.
Tom, would you agree that your team has not played a complete game this season?
Haven't what?
Would you agree that your team has not played a complete game this season?
I think we're capable of playing better, no question. And I think the contributions of all three have got to catch up to our defense has been playing solid. The other two areas have been a little bit up and down, and we need to be more consistent that way. It's good that the run game came along, and it's always nice to send a message about punt block. So I'm hoping those kind of things will stimulate.
It seems strange that when you guys were 0-6, there was a lot of talk about we're still in this, we're not, you know, the division isn't getting away from us. And now that you're 3-6 and probably been a little closer and have a little more evidence to that argument, that's fallen away. Is that by design? Does that come from you or from the team?
You mean the players are acting that way? It's smart. It's one game at a time. You know, where are you? You're right where you are. I mean, obviously you keep your dreams alive, but you focus on the task at hand. And that's, I hope, what we're doing.
Coach, with Green Bay.
Plus, there's a gag rule not to talk. No.
Coach, with Green Bay set to start third string quarterback, how do you make sure that the team focuses on the task at hand and not overlook them just because they're starting an unaccomplished player like Tolzien?
I really don't think that'll be an issue. You know, Green Bay is a good football team. They've got some players back now. They're running the ball very, very well. Got a big, powerful runner that's kind of balanced things out for them. I'm sure they didn't expect to get to Tolzien right away, and Wallace had the unfortunate injury, I guess. But I think that we'll focus. We have to be very much concerned about our team. We've got enough to improve. Things that have to improve on our team than to worry about that right now. So I think the building process, you know, I think that that's going to continue to take place.
Your defense is obviously trending upwards. I mean, let up a touchdown, but that was, you know, the only touchdown in the last 14 quarters or whatever. How different is the defense now when you look at it compared to earlier in the year?
Well, you've seen every game. They did get 107 yards on us yesterday, although Pryor didn't hurt us the way he's hurt other teams. But, you know, Jennings ran the ball very well. And so we've got work to do along those lines. You know, I think we're building in our confidence. I think that's a good thing. You know, we've got some good physical play going on. Some of the guys that, you know, you talked about, pass rush week in and week out. I think that got better yesterday, and we got 4 sacks yesterday. We continued to have a nice interception, which was run back, you know, into point blank range, and we did have a sack force fumble. So, you know, we're trying to get to where we want to go. We're trying to get better.
Tom, I know that Eli obviously on game day faces things that he just can't during the week. But do he and his receivers have issues in practice, whether it's those fade routes or any timing issues that you then see translate into game days? Or
no, I think, you know, if there's something that takes place that isn't as good as it should be in practice, we get together, talk about it, and do it again and get it right. So I don't see that. No. I don't see the misunderstanding or the miscommunication. There was a few of those earlier in the year, but I haven't seen that.
So when they're not connecting, though, the way this group has in the past, and we're this far along in the season, to what do you attribute it?
Execution. We haven't executed as well as we can. We've made a big push in this past week to have a superb level of execution. Some of the things you would say were not bad, and then others need to continue, you know, the work. You watch the last 4-minute drive there where people are coming off the ball, and the fullback, old John's humming it up in there, banging some people around, and Andre's carrying some people. That execution was pretty good.
Tom, you mentioned Randall earlier. Is he progressing as a receiver as well, Reuben Randall?
He made a couple really nice plays yesterday. He sure did.
So are there things he's doing now that he didn't do quite as well 6 weeks ago?
Well, again, you know, let's get better. I mean, he's handled the deep ball well. He's done a good job of that. He had the nice crossing pattern yesterday. and he's an excellent target for the fade ball when you're down in close. And so he's made plays along those lines pretty consistently. And when given the opportunity, he's done okay. And hopefully he'll continue. As he says, just trying to get better, Coach.
Tom, your defense has talked all year about identity, identity, identity. And the offense really opened the year was going to be Eli and the receivers. You've always talked balance. Is it possible that the identity of this offense now is that is the run game, the power run game, and maybe the passing game is scaled back a little bit?
I don't look at it that way. I mean, I look at it from a balance standpoint. We were having some success and did run it 38 times yesterday. Didn't throw it as many times as we have. That really certainly wasn't by design. It was kind of the way the game was going. But it will continue to be balanced. I mean, there's going to be games where, believe me, where the passing game, the quarterback, the receivers, they'll step up and have the production that that you're asking for going forward. That's just the way I believe.
You had talked about Eli's durability in the past. Is he 100% right now? I mean, it looked like he got hit a couple times again.
He did. I mean, he gets knocked around and gets back up and plays again. He's done it for a long time, and it's no different now.